And this is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch with Tom Ackerman. And sitting in with us, as she does every Thursday, is Explore St. Louis Vice President of Communications, Kat Neville. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And some interesting numbers. You have a new survey of visitors for the first 6 months of the year. One of the things that I think is so fascinating about this, and I know you'll get into it when you give us a summary, but
yes,
where people are coming from.
Yeah. It really is interesting. And so we are considered a more of a drive market. And so the folks who are coming in, if they're just coming in total volume by market, the biggest group is coming from Cape Girardeau, Paducah, Kentucky. And then number two is Chicago. And so the Chicago numbers, and this is for January to June of 2024. We had over 300,000 people from Chicago come in. And the next one down is Columbia, Jeff City. And then we get into Champaign, Springfield, Decatur, Illinois, and kind of go down the list. So we're really looking at the highest volume of people coming in are definitely regional drive markets. And then in terms of the highest volume from a market where people are actually staying the night in a hotel, number one is Chicago. But this is what I find truly fascinating. And this is not, St. Louis is not an outlier in this, but 80% of the people who come to the St. Louis region are staying with friends and family and do not stay in hotels. Only 1%-ish stay in like vacation rentals, Airbnbs. So 80% are coming in and staying with like Uncle Bob or, you know, their mother-in-law or mom and dad or whatever. And so that's a really critical reason why we really need as a region to be talking about, you know, all the great stuff that is happening here. Because when people come in, you know, you want to take them to the great spots.
Yeah, you got to have local knowledge.
That's right.
That's right. They're leaning on you. So Arkansas, Tennessee,
yes,
Kentucky, Iowa, Indiana. Of course, I'm talking about a very famous baseball radio network that blasts out to all of those states.
Yes.
What's the number one attraction?
The number one attraction is Busch Stadium. So in terms of the draw of when people are coming to St. Louis, number one, you know, by far, it's almost 15% of the people are coming to Busch Stadium. Number two, and this is going to surprise people, is the America Center Convention Complex. That includes the Dome, obviously, with our big concerts like Pink we just had. We have the Battle Hawks. They draw like 40,000 people a game-ish. You know, Metallica, Beyonce, plus the dirt shows and all the conventions. So America Center is number two. Union Station, number three. And as they continue to expand their kind of like family attractions that they're kind of like putting into that complex, it's just going to grow. St. Louis Zoo is number four. Then the Arch, Ballpark Village, City Museum, Enterprise Center, and we kind of go down with iconic spots from there. But number one is definitely Busch Stadium. And when we talked a couple weeks ago about the 7th Street kind of reimagining that connects Busch Stadium and America Center, looking at these numbers, you can see why that through line between those two, you know, destinations in the downtown core of St. Louis, why connecting those two better is so critically important.
How that could be justified, yeah.
So, oh, absolutely.
So if we have visitors here this weekend,
yes,
from Paducah or wherever, Chicago,
yes,
what are some of the great things that they can do while they are here?
Okay, so number one, go to the Muni. The weather's going to be lovely and see Anything Goes. I just saw it a couple of nights ago. And it, number one, it's a 90-year-old... it's from the 30s and it's fun. The woman who plays the lead, she rocks it. She's amazing. So go see Anything Goes at the Muni. Universal Circus is playing until September 2nd. It's been around for 30 years and they bring in all of these international acts. They've built a big top actually just north of the America Center. And it is actually one of Ticketmaster's top 10 most requested family events. And so that's really fun. So that's going to be, you know, every night up through September 2nd. There's going to be a beer and food pairing dinner with our friends over at AB on August 22nd. It's four courses, everything from chicken skewers and a panzanella salad. And then there's going to be this huge seafood boil, some dessert. Everything's going to be paired with beer, of course. And then on the 23rd, jamming at the zoo. Get your jam on with all the fabulous animals at the zoo, 21 and up. And that's going to have live entertainment, beer and wine tastings at 6 to 8 p.m. And that's like after 8, you can then purchase additional beverages and food. But your ticket covers 6 to 8. And then, of course, Festival of Nations. This is something that everyone looks forward to every year. It is in Tower Grove Park, August 24th and 25th. This event draws over 100,000 people. It is put on by the International Institute of St. Louis. It features dance and food and shopping, and it truly represents the breadth of cultures that call St. Louis home. It's a really beautiful festival that just kind of brings people together in a very casual way. It's totally free. You can just pop in, wander around, pop out, or stay as long as you want. And so it's been in operation since 1934, which I think is something we should really celebrate.
That is awesome. And you just might see Debbie Monterey there.
In 100,000 people.
You will see Debbie Monterey there.
Is she going to be up on stage?
No, but you'll find her.
You can't
She'll
miss
be
her.
There. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kat Neville explores St. Louis on KMOX.